once again, welcome to our program. The background music says the fight is on, O Christian soldier, and face to face in stern array with armor gleaming and colors streaming, the right and wrong engage today. The fight is on, but be not weary. Be strong and in his might hold fast. If God be for us, his banner o'er us, we'll sing the victor's song at last. I've read the last chapter. We do win, but it's not the sweet by and by we need to be concerned about. It's the rotten now and now. We're going to talk about having strength for today and hope for tomorrow. Stay tuned. I don't think anybody in this world would say anything different than the world is in a mess. Things have changed in the last few months, and it'll never be the same again as it used to be in this world. Things are lining up for the end time. The Lord is coming back, and if he doesn't come back pretty soon, those of us who name the name of Christ and stay true to the cause of Christ are going to know what it is to face some persecution. The only hope we have right now for any sensibility getting back into this world is for Christians to honestly say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, and know my thoughts, I pray." If you're following along in our series in Psalm 119, today we're talking quite a bit about David and his thoughts. "Know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Grant my desire," the hymn writer says, "to magnify thy name. Lord, take my life. I make it wholly thine. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, my passion, myself, and my pride. I now surrender, Lord, in me abide." This needs to be our prayer, our honest, sincere prayer for revival. Listen carefully to the words of this hymn and make it your prayer today.
"Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way. From every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Where once I burned with shame, grant my desire to magnify thy name. Lord, take my life and make it whole. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. I now surrender, Lord, in me. Oh, Holy Ghost, thy word declares, thou wilt supply our need. For blessing not